Coming in hot into the studio is the boss.
He was asked. I asked him to come in studio.
Way to ruin the surprise. Did you have Tom Brady's new drink this morning?
No.
You didn't?
Will you ever drink that?
No.
Why?
I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to say no.
Do you want to know what it's called?
Wiener.
Sure.
Good nut.
I'll pass.
Yeah, it's Vietnamese for how good the coconut water really is, so they call it good nut. And in Vietnam, that means the best of the best.
They knew what they were doing.
Of course they did. Yeah, so of course they knew what they were doing. Did you not see the commercial, though?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay, I'll go watch the commercial.
Watch the commercial. Tom Brady nails this one. Play it for him real fast, Dustin.
Are you launching another celebrity seltzer brand?
No, I'm launching a brand new coconut water. It's actually really good.
Oh, what's it called?
So we called coconut farmers in Vietnam for this one, which, when you care about ingredients, it's kind of a huge deal.
No, not who you called, what's it called?
You called me!
Okay, just tell me what it's called, Tom.
When you have a product this good, it doesn't matter what it's called, okay?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Okay. I'm not going to drink it, but I'm...
Has there ever been a product more towards me in your life?
Yeah.
Oh, there has. All right. So you asked this question on X yesterday, which I really love this question because it got me thinking way too long on it. And I think it got a lot of people thinking. You said, what is the best sports atmosphere you've ever been to? And
yep.
you said that before, obviously, what was going to take place last night. Game 3, the incredible start with the atmosphere and all that.
It's nuts.
Off the charts.
Yep.
I mean, off the charts. And I was telling these guys, and you know as well, it's the first time in my life, almost 50 years, where I saw New York City as people and a city overwhelmed by an event. And they were overwhelmed by that.
And it's
yesterday.
Rare because I've tried to tell this to people, like my wife, who's never been to New York, you know, like if the Super Bowl came here, you would feel it.
Yes.
But when the Super Bowl was in New York, you did not feel it because there's so many other things going around.
Right.
But yesterday, you're right. I mean, it was just... It felt like the city is consumed by this basketball run.
It felt like the city and the team got swooped up in everything yesterday. Again, the first time ever, like people in New York were truly affected by something that the rest of the world is always affected by.
It's probably the only thing that actually unifies New Yorkers.
Yeah, it
right?
is.
I mean, multiple baseball teams, multiple football teams, multiple hockey teams.
Right.
The Brooklyn Nets don't count. So it's the Knicks and that's it.
And that's it. And so the atmosphere was great. And you asked the question, what's the best sports atmosphere you've ever been in? So,
and I still don't know my answer because we were talking off the air. I think there's a big difference between sports atmosphere and sports moment.
Yep.
Because for sports moments, for me, it's the David Tyree catch in the Super Bowl against the 17 or the whatever it was, 18-0 Patriots in 2008.
You were at that game.
I was at that game. Salvi's walk off in the wild card game. Those are the top two. And then Duke's comeback against Maryland in 2001 when they were down 10 with 56 seconds. Those are my top three moments. But I don't know, like Super Bowls aren't great atmospheres because it's very corporate, right?
Right.
So I think there's a big difference between best moments you've seen in person and best atmospheres.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know what my best atmosphere is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mac, do you have one? Dusty, do you have one? Because I put a couple down on my list.
Was anybody here the 13-second game?
I was not at that game. It's one of the few that I have not been to, yeah.
Mac, you're the Tennessee game, the AFC Championship game. That's got to be in the top.
That's got to be top there. Neyland Stadium.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was a fantastic atmosphere.
The story,
that was
the
sick.
Hometown. The,
which one, the Barry pick six or whatever?
Yeah, the Barry pick six and the pick two.
Yeah.
Where they won by like 1 point and he had eight.
Yeah,
that's pretty close. And then Neyland, anytime you're
I was going to say, it has to be something college football or college basketball. I mean, those are just...
It's different.
Yeah.
They are different.
It is. Because the first one that I came up with, and the old heads will know, the KU-UCLA game from 1995 at Allen Fieldhouse. I mean, KU goes in the locker room down 15 and wins by 15. I mean, it was my first like real Allen Fieldhouse moment back then, some 31 years ago. And ever since then, it's like those magical moments.
Were you at the Thomas Robinson block?
I was not at that game, no.
I would bet that's probably a lot of people. I mean, that's got to be a lot. Armageddon at Arrowhead in what, 2008?
Yeah.
That's
we
got to be up there.
Louis, so I didn't go to those either, but I put that one down. The Chiefs Broncos regular season block field goal. I mean, that for me.
But again, was that a great atmosphere from 15 minutes in the first quarter to the end? Or was that because that's a moment,
yeah,
right?
That's
I mean,
a
that's
point.
People are going nuts, but it took 59 minutes and 58 seconds to get there.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big difference.
But that
for
was
me.
A noon game, and we did a lot of tailgating. So I think the atmosphere felt good.
And fair, yeah.
I think probably mine would have probably been the when the Royals won the pennant in 14 against Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, Gordon slams against the wall, and then after that, you just kind of felt it like mm-hmm. that. Like kind of like how the Knicks are. It reminds me a lot of this town in 2014.
Yeah.
Where everywhere you went, there were people on the side of the streets in tents selling fake shirts. You couldn't see anybody in anything but blue. Everybody's in Knicks colors, you know, all yep. that sort of stuff. And I think that's probably my number one. I mean, my dad being next to me and being season ticket holders and fans our whole life and, like, seeing us actually win a pennant
yeah.
against the Dunce and the Chessmaster and all that narrative that went on with Ned and Buck and, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of being there, not knowing what my life was going to be at that moment. I mean, I'm a senior in college, basically, because I was a non-traditional loser. But, like, that moment, like, seeing – no one sat.
No.
Like, no one sat down.
Yeah,
like,
I remember all those games. Kurt Nelson and I would watch the last inning from behind home plate in the kind of the vestibule so we could mm-hmm. be out there yeah. when all this stuff was going. I'm getting goosebumps thinking
now,
about that.
Now that I'm thinking about it, game six of the 2015 ALCS against Toronto.
Okay.
Is that Ventura?
Yeah.
No.
No. Was that Cueto?
I don't remember who pitched, but that was...
What's the game?
That was Hosmer down the right field line. Kane scores right. from first.
And that was
the
was
inning.
That the rain delay? Where
that
Wade
was the
Davis,
rain delay.
Yeah.
But from the beginning of that night, it was just the whole crowd was on tilt. And then Wade Davis gets whatever it was, five or six outs.
That's one of your first dates with your wife, isn't it?
No. One of my first dates was game two of the Mets World Series.
Okay.
What was the game where Volquez went out there like the day his dad passed?
That was game five.
Yeah.
In New York. That's when the clincher, I think, was game five, right?
No,
it's such a blur now.
It is such a blur.
It's great.
I want to say it was game one of the World Series.
Oh, see,
was Volquez.
Was it really? It may have been. It's either one or five.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's
born
together, but I remember game six in the K, Wade Davis, the Hosmer play, but even from the first inning, there was just a different type of energy.
You are right.
That's definitely up there for me. And I've never really been to a big time college football game. Mm-hmm. So I don't have like an SEC experience. I mean, I went to Baton Rouge to see LSU for a bachelor party, but we were in the upper deck and it was like a rainstorm against Auburn, and I don't think that really counts. So
right.
maybe it is game six of the 2015 ALCS for me.
It could be, or it's the one that Kling responded to yeah. yesterday and, you know, not reminded us, but told us about the CeeLo game at Yankee Stadium.
That was up there. 2014.
Right.
Islanders, Rangers at Yankee Stadium, outdoor hockey.
Sick.
The Thursday night before the Super Bowl, maybe it was Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, for whatever reason, they chose CeeLo Green to do the intermission concert.
Oh, which was a terrible decision.
Isn't this when he birded you guys?
Yes. Yeah. And so, like, I hope I don't say anything wrong here. CeeLo Green just doesn't fit hockey fans in New York. I don't think that was, like, the right act to fit the vibe.
No, you need, like, Green Day.
And he
like
was
that.
Just terrible in person.
He sang Journey's Don't Stop Believin' wrong.
Yeah, wrong. And then New York fans just got on him, and he was double birding the crowd.
I mean,
it was unbelievable. I mean, we didn't see the puck. We didn't see the game. But I remember CeeLo Green walking off in that mink coat, just giving everybody the double bird. New York responded the exact way that you would think.
Maybe it's not the same as like being a fan versus being a media member, but you with Frank Clark's going to be a moment.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was a great moment when they beat Tennessee and finally clinched, you know, the AFC and we're going. That was a great moment being on the field for that, talking with Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu and Dustin Colquitt and, you know, just being down there and looking into the crowd and seeing how many people were so happy and crying and I'm getting goosebumps talking about it because it was an emotional moment for everybody with that win against the Tennessee Titans. I mean, it was the first time in 50 some years that we were going back to the 50 years, going back to the Super Bowl and all the struggles that fans went through for all of those years. And just, I remember being on the field and just looking back in the crowd and watching fathers and sons hugging and daughters and dads and all that stuff that gets you emotional, you know, but that's what it's all about. That's why we root for these teams, you know?
Well, then you think about what everybody was doing outside the stadium.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
Yep. Probably in the stadium, too. Oh, yeah. Probably in the stadium as well.
Right over there, There's some people smoking weed.
That's yeah. Right. So I'd love to get it on the text line. The greatest atmospheres. What did you say? How'd you say to get the best atmosphere, best sports atmosphere?
Yeah, again, I think there's a big difference between sports moment that you've seen in person and best atmosphere.
You know what's one on my bucket list that I think is always a good atmosphere? Army-Navy game.
Always great. Yeah, it is. Well, I feel the like best. That's so much fun.
I wouldn't even care about the game.
Yeah.
I'd just be watching the cadets doing all their stuff and like watching these guys play football when their purpose is much larger after the game. So I think that'd be a great one.
No, it is. There's nothing better. Yeah.
Now that I'm the EPL games that I went to in February, those will be up there.
Yeah, have to be. Right?
I think World Cup will be that for some people this next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Dusty, I mean, yours would be seeing someone win at the, a Scheffler, Rory win at the Masters. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that'd be huge.
That's bucket list, for sure. I mean, those atmospheres got to be pretty electric, too.
Somebody says theirs was Monday night when they broke the sound barrier and Tom Brady was benched.
Oh, yeah.
2014. The night before the wild card game. Haseen Abdullah pick six.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says Frank Mason versus Buddy Hield, triple OT at Allen Fields.
Oh, hell yeah, that was good.
That was a good one, too.
Just saying, more overtime, please.
I know, that game, that was one of those games. It didn't matter what time of night it was. Don't end. Please just keep going.
I wasn't there, but 2013 when Elijah Johnson had 38 at Hilton.
That was your first day on the
job.
That
was my first day at work. Yeah. And I was like, I've heard of KU basketball before. I was a college basketball fan, but I didn't understand it until that night.
But that was the Melvin Weatherwax.
That was the Melvin Weatherwax night. But that was at Hilton, so it was not here and wasn't there. But that was a pretty cool moment.
His name is all over Iowa State. I mean, it's crazy to me. That guy's name is everywhere at Iowa State.
Melvin Weatherwax.
He wants to find Bill Self.
Coming up next, we have the Start Bench Cut brought to you by Jay Southland Toe, and then it's Josh Briscoe. So get in the know with Jay Southland Toe and Josh Briscoe coming up on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday morning starting at 6 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.